A new study finds that women in both parts of the island are more likely than men to work in low-paid jobs. The report also finds that access to affordable childcare remains an issue north and south. It's being published this morning as part of a research project between the government's Shared Island Unit and the ESRI, and comes amid debate about the likely cost of unification. ESRI Professor Helen Russell is one of the report's authors, and she joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you look at and what did you find?
So we compared gender differences in paid work in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And we compare things like overall participation rates and then the quality of jobs. So we looked at low pay, working from home and working hours. And we looked at how these differ between men and women and across the island.
So what are the key differences then between North and South?
Okay, so there are a lot of commonalities, I suppose, in gender differences. So the same issues arise for women in both North and South, but there are some differences. So, for example, we find that having young children reduces labour market participation for women in both Ireland and Northern Ireland. But for older women and women with older children, we find lower rates of participation in Northern Ireland. We also find, for example, that, again, being a lone parent is a barrier to participation in both jurisdictions, but this seems to operate as a stronger barrier in Northern Ireland. There's also differences in things like working from home. So we saw that increased significantly across the island post-pandemic. But it seems to be it's more common in the Republic of Ireland. And that's really to do with the structure of employment. So women in Northern Ireland were much less likely to be working from home. And that's connected to, you know, the high proportion that are working in healthcare, education, public sector jobs that are front-facing, and also part-time work. So part-timers are less likely to have the opportunity to work from home. So that's what's lying behind those working from home differences.
There are several interesting findings there. One in particular that struck me, this finding that in the North, older women are less likely to be part of the workforce. Why is that?
So we looked into this as far as we could. I mean, one of the factors is low education. So this is a feature, I suppose, that's coming up again and again in these studies when we compare North and South, is that the levels of qualifications amongst the working age population in the North are considerably lower, and also they're lower amongst older age groups. That's a feature in both. So that sort of disadvantage faces older women. Also, there's much higher levels of inability to work due to illness or disability amongst the older population in Northern Ireland. So that's a factor too.
Yeah, as you were saying as well, I mean, this isn't just about the differences between North and South. It's also about what the two jurisdictions have in common. And one of the key findings there relates to childcare, to affordable childcare. It's an issue on both sides of the border.
Yes. And we've seen, I suppose, over the last 10, 20 years, Ireland and the UK would always have been clustered towards the bottom of the those international scales in terms of affordable childcare. Now, there has been quite a lot of policy development in the Republic over the last decade. So it means that's kind of shifted a bit for Ireland and not to the same extent in Northern Ireland. So, for example, there's a longer duration for early childcare, early childhood education and care, those preschool years. That's available to parents for a longer period in the South and for a shorter period in the North. But we do find that that's still a barrier, and the stakeholders that we discussed this with as well, really were saying that the cost and the availability of childcare is still a significant barrier for some women.
What are the policy implications of this research project? Where does your work go?
So I suppose one of the main issues is around education. So we see that education is crucial for both accessing employment, but also for better job prospects, you know, for the pay and conditions. And it's a key policy lever in this area. So I think addressing the differences in educational attainment, so tackling the early school leaving issue in Northern Ireland, and then providing training and education for older workers as well. That's a key issue. So, you know, when you've left the labour market or if you've been out for a considerable period, it's very hard to get back in, and there needs to be training opportunities and supports there for that older group who need supports if they want to get back into the labour market.
Helen Russell, ESRI professor, thank you for talking to us this morning.